You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning. One of the jewels of this community, right? We love the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, brand new. But what's been in this community for a very long time, 50 years to be exact, is Kirkland Fine Arts Center. One of the greatest venues you'll find, just the ambiance, the sound, the intimacy, and they have a full slate of shows going on. I wish more people, because you know, Jan, there's probably plenty of people listening right now or people in this community that have never been inside Kirkland Fine Arts
Absolutely.
Center. As hard as that is to believe.
I know. It is very true. People will come in for whatever reason for the first time and go, wow.
Yeah. I remember doing that as a kid, right? Yeah. Get a little closer if you don't mind to that, Mike.
Absolutely.
The PASS program, right?
Yes.
Where they send the young grade schoolers there to check out the performances.
And we continue the PASS program. We just had two last week and another one next Monday. So it's a great introduction to the arts for students.
All Absolutely. Right. Let's talk about March 27th. 7:30 p.m. Acapella Live. Now, this is sort of, I mean, it's a little bit of everything.
It is. It's almost a cabaret of sorts. It's very exciting. Acapella Live is just a culmination of many great talents. It was put together by creative director Deke Sharon,
okay,
who actually is of Pitch Perfect fame and the Sing-Off and anything a cappella, he's pretty much has his fingers in the pot.
So there's like sort of four kind of acts within the act, correct? So you've got Committed, the Philharmonic, Blake Lewis, and then Women of the World.
Women of the World, yes.
So you're going to get a little mix of everything.
Exactly. Very, very varied. It's a lot of great voices. All a cappella style, but even within that genre, there's many different flavors and options.
Okay, so those of you of a certain age group, you remember sort of this Motown tour review kind of style. They play like state fairs, right? You know,
exactly.
And then have multiple acts, and you get like the costumes and all the fun stuff and everything. That's sort of based on that, right?
But a variety show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you remember when we?
Absolutely.
I missed the variety shows.
I did too.
Like Sonny and Cher was like most
right.
You had different. I love it. It's a throwback, but yet with the modern twist.
Absolutely.
Because all of these folks are kind of YouTube sensations. Correct?
They are. Yes. It's a very much social media groups.
Okay.
That have many followers. So Blake Lewis is basically the MC.
Okay.
But he's also a great talent. Also, he gained national attention many years ago. He's a beatboxer. I just watched him online yesterday. He just has phenomenal talent. A lot of fun.
He was runner-up on the sixth season of American Idol, so fans of that show will know that.
Right.
And you've got a lot of these people have been Grammy-nominated, award-winning. I mean, you know, you're going to get all of this. I mean, prices are what for tickets? Because I still think that with the theater itself, the sound quality, the performance, the bands you bring in, the quality of all that, I still think these tickets are an incredible value.
They absolutely are. $40 is the top price.
Yeah.
But that's the first 10 rows.
Now, Nick, you go to a lot of this stuff. Like,
yeah.
If you were to go to a bigger arena or even a same size arena in Chicago or St. Louis, you're talking, I mean, tickets would be $60, $70, $80.
$60
easily.
Gets you, like, let's say if this were for some reason in the United Center, you'd be paying $65 plus fees to sit up in the 300s.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. And you get this all for $40.
Right.
Bucks.
Exactly. It's $40, $35, and $25. And there's not a bad seat in the house. Kids can come for $10. Great way. It's friendly. It's going to be a great entertainment evening for everyone. Women of the World, especially, I'm excited about. It's a group of four women who sing a cappella. They are from Italy, India, Haiti, and Asia, and Japan. So in that group itself is such different cultures, but they all come together and sing this beautiful harmony.
Okay, so the Philharmonic are kind of a boy band
thing. They are absolutely a boy band.
Committed is sort of gospel and R&B.
Exactly.
And then, of course, you got the beatbox stuff and live looping with Blake Lewis.
Blake Lewis,
and then, as you
right.
said, the Women of the World. So this is going to be a great show. I would imagine this is one of those shows you sit down and it just flies by
it
like
will.
That.
It will. Yeah.
Yeah,
it'll be just a relaxing, fun evening. Another great exciting thing that's happening is on Monday the 23rd. This event is actually the 27th, which is Friday evening.
Yes.
The Monday prior, the artistic director Deke Sharon will be on campus working with our a cappella groups.
That's
He's
pretty
also,
impressive.
It's very impressive.
That's a big deal.
It is a very big deal, and the students on campus We're just trying to get the word out. They all know who Deke Sharon is. It's just getting that information to them. But then Mr. Sharon is also going to be going out to Mount Zion and working with about 150 area show choir kids.
And that's on the Monday?
That's on the Monday.
All right, we'll make sure we get the Nauticator crew out there to do a video of that.
We're really excited for that opportunity. And that's one thing that I love doing in our programming, not only offering a performance, but offering something that
Ripple effect out into the community.
All kinds of
absolutely.
Lives. Yeah.
And the Blues Brothers, the official Blues Brothers review, right. April 4th. I think this show is going to be, there's just some stuff that's just good old fashioned entertaining, right?
Just
fun. Know all the music. they pull out all of the great stuff. You know, I mean, how often do you get a chance to see like them perform Booker T and the MGs, right? You know, in full costume and doing the whole nine yards.
And it holds up too, because even the bootleg version of this kind of show, you're walking through Universal Studios and you've got all these rides and food and all these amazing things to go do. And you will see a crowd of hundreds around two guys dressed like the Blues Brothers, not even the actual licensed show like we've got here.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is, by the way, endorsed by Dan Aykroyd and the Belushi family, right?
Absolutely. They are two that have been blessed to carry on this. And when they're not touring, they're in Vegas doing a show. These guys are just phenomenal. They look, they sound, they move, they have the whole
Well, you get the
package.
Commentary, you get the jokes, you get the fun, you get the laughter, you get the music, and the music's fantastic, by the way.
The music is fantastic, and great backup singers, so they're fun. Come for a photo op, if nothing else. They'll come out in the lobby afterwards, and they are.
Do they really?
They're just a hoot.
Yeah.
They're just funny.
April 4th, that's 7:30. Tickets are available as well. Now, folks can go to the website, right? So the easiest way to just go to
KirklandFineArts.com.
Right. And you can buy tickets online. And I suppose you get them at the door, but why wait? You know, go pick out your seats and get some great ones. Okay, so the 27th at 7:30, Acapella Live.
Right.
You're going to get four bands, basically, in one concert. And then April 4th is the Blues Brothers review, the official Blues Brothers review.
That's
going to be great stuff. Jan, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Always
really appreciate
to see you. Nick, this is just quality of life, man. I mean, this is what we all work for, right? You get a paycheck so you can go, you know, check out the entertainment. And I just think Kirkland does it better than if you haven't been there for one of these shows.
I have been to Howie Mandel, Bill Cosby, One Republic, Kevin Hart, Sugar Ray. I mean, I could keep going just right down here.
Yeah, Jan's been to all those too, she said.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm missing some. I mean, those are huge shows. Jason Mraz.
But I think sometimes the names are not. I mean, one of my favorite shows I ever saw at Kirkland was the Beatles show they did a few, probably, I don't even want to know how many years back. But they did like sort of the 60s Beatles.
Yeah.
And then there was like a break. And then they came back and did like the later 60s Beatles, like two costume changes. But everybody knew every word to every song.
That's right.
And it was just incredible, the performance. So this Blues Brothers show will be like that.
Yeah,
you'll
love
it. But the Acapella Live, you're going to be blown away because you get like four shows in one.
Right.
And they do all the popular music of today and the past. So it'll just be a great evening of music and relaxation. We all need that right now.
We do.
I'm telling you.
I was reading a story that said worrying about the coronavirus makes you sick. I mean, you can make yourself sick, or you can just go enjoy a show.
You can.
Get
Please
your mind count. Off things. All right, Kirkland Fine Arts Center.com or KirklandFineArts.com?
KirklandFineArts.com.
Okay, that's the best and easiest way to get your ticket.